Baruch Hashem, I've arrived in the Old City to Yeshiva. I do have a few more minutes, so I go into the beautiful Beis HaKnesset's Ohel Yitzchak, which has been rebuilt right on the edge of the Arab Quarter, right by the Kotel HaMaravi, which was destroyed in 1948 when the Jordanians took over Eretz Yisrael. It's been rebuilt in the exact fashion that it was once before. And Torah Baruch Hashem reverberates again within these walls. Let's, Be'ezer Hashem, continue where we had left off on Daf Yud Ches Amid Aleph. The Gemara had said that Rabbi Yehuda had told us that when it comes to Chatos Shemesos Ba'aleha, it's not only a problem of Seches Zvachim, but it would be a problem if one would use the money of individuals who had been Minadev to the Shofar Shel Kenan, because maybe one of them died, and then there would be a Taruvos of Chatos Shemesos Ba'aleha. This is the rationale of Rabbi Yehuda. Asks the Gemara, was Rabbi Yehuda really choshish for this? Vatanya, but didn't we learn? Ha'isha shamra hare alai kain. A woman says that I'm going to bring a particular bird for a karbon. She was chayv as a yoledes. So what does she do? Meviya d'mei kain v'nos nasa b'shofar. She puts in the shofar. V'ocheles b'kotshim. And then she'll be able to eat kotshim. In other words, she'll be tahora. And she could assume that her karma is brought. And she doesn't have to worry. Maybe the Kohanim were lazy. And a Kohen does not have to worry. And the Kohen doesn't have to worry about the problem that maybe someone died in the middle after they had put in the money. So what do we see? That Rabbi Yehuda is not worried about this. Answers the Gemara. Ki karminam b'chatos shemesos balehen. When did Rabbi Yehuda say that you have to worry about it? That's where you know for sure that one of them had died. And then in such a case, you'll have to be muravos. A problem of muravos. For that reason, Rabbi Yehuda said that you never make a shofar for kinei chova. However, bidiyavad, if someone put in such money, you don't have to worry about it unless there's reason to believe. In other words, that you'll be able to be makriv the karbanos and you don't have to get rid of all the karbanos. The Gemara asks another kasha in Rabbi Yehuda, Ve'i amrinan. And if we're going to say it like Rabbi Yehuda, that we're choshesh, that one of the contributors passed away, and then the carbon that's brought is a problem, chatos shemosos ba'lehen, nivr dalet zuzi v'nishti ba'nahara. Now let's just take the value of 4 zuzim, which is the value of 1 oaf, and throw it into the river. V'idach lishru, and everything else will be mutter. In other words, you could even solve a chash of chatos shemosos ba'lehen. Says the Gemara, Amrinan Balma, Rabbi Yehuda Les Leibreira. No, Rabbi Yehuda says that you can't view it retroactively and say those are the 4 zuzim that were used by that particular person, and we view it retroactively that that's the 4 that was their donation. The concept of Breira is a concept that we've discussed a few times in Shas, which is the idea that one can look at something as retroactively that this was the item that had been designated from the first place. The Gemara now continues. We learned in our Mishnah, if someone says, Harele Aitzim, Lo Yifchos Mishnei Gzirin, he has to give 2 Gzirin, which is the amount that they used to put on the Mizbech. Rabbi Yossi Bar Rabbon, Amar Rabbi Ba Bar Mamu, Ba, he asked the following Shaila, Amar Harele Aitz. If he says, I will bring Aitz, he doesn't say Aitzim, the plural, but he says it in the singular. So then in such a case, Mevi Gezer Echad. So then he brings only 1 Gzir. Amar Reb Lezer, Masnisa Amar Kein. The Mishnah in Yuma alludes, Shezeh Karbon Fnei Atzmo, Vizeh Karbon Fnei Atzmo, that every gzir of Eitz is a carbon by itself, as we learned above, Kehayda Taninan, because as we learned in Yuma, that when it comes to Taman, over there is Yuma Chavav Amabez, Shneim Biyadam Shnei Gizrei Itzim, that the Tamid of the Bein Arbaim, Shalbein Arbaim had 2 people carrying it with 2 Gizrei Eitzim. And what do we see? Carbon, the Rabbo says Eitzim. That carbon comes to include Eitzim, and each one of the Gizirim are considered a carbon bifnei atzma. Abshua ben Levi Amar, Ovion Amma, the Gizrei Eitzim had the width of a Amma. Shoychakas v'archon ba'amma geduma. Amma Seichakas, that means an Amma that was greater, and the length is an Amma Geduma, is actually a precise Amma, so it was actually higher than it was wider because the width was an amma mitzumtzemes. Rabbi Choni b'shem Rabbi Ami kimin tur tnoi. Rabbi Choni b'shem Rabbi Ami says it was like a tur tnoi, which means that it was entirely equal on both sides, and he disagrees with Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Amar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak lefi shelo haya makom har maracha ela amma lama. The reason why I have to be precise is because the only place for wood on the Mizbeach was an Amma Amma. Fichach lo hayabo el Amma Geduma. For that reason, it was only an Amma Geduma. Vitani came, and we learned in a Braisa, Amma HaYisod, Amma HaSovev, that the width of the Yisod of the Mizbeach was an Amma, and the Sovev that went around it was also an Amma. Amma Karkov, as well as the place where the Kohanim would walk, was also the size of a Karkov. Va'Amma Kronos, and the corners were an Amma. Amma Maracha, that's why we brought that down, to tell us that the Maracha was also an Amma. We also learned, Levona lo yifchotz mikometz, that the frankincense shouldn't be left less than a fistful. Nemar kan askara, it says over here, askara, when it comes to Levona, kol havoina shal mincha v'hikter hamizbeyach, reich nichach askara l'ashem, v'nemar lahalon, and it says by the lechem aponim, also, the word askara, ma askara amur lahalon mali komets, af askara amur kan mali komets. When it comes to lechem haponim, there the levona zaka is also a komets. And so we learn out that just like all the levona that goes on the carbon mincha, which is equated to the lechem haponim, it would be just like that lechem haponim. And that lechem haponim, the levona is a komets. So too, when it comes to the Levona on every carbon mincha. Ask Gemara, Ima Azgara Amur Lahalon Shnei Komtzim, Afa Azgara Amur Lahalon Shnei Komtzim. But what about when it comes to Lechem Aponim, it's actually two komets, not one? The Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Ila Klum Lamdu Lekomets, Ela Mimincha's Chayte. We're learning the komets of the Lechem Aponim from Mincha's Chayte. Even though Lechem HaPanim had two komets, but the shear itself of a komet is learned from the Minchas Chayte, and the Minchas Chayte only had one komet. So too, when it comes to what we're learning towards, and that is the komets on the from the Levona on the Mincha, that will also be one komet. Malahalon komets hachaser pasul, just like when it comes to Minchas Chayte, if there's something is less than the shear, it's going to be pasul. Afkan komets achaser pasul. So too over here, if it's less than the shear, it will be pasul. Amr Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi taught milsa de Rabbi La Amra. Something from Rabbi La that Rabbi La had explained, we could learn the following: Shamisnadev levona meviu bekumtzer shel kain. That if someone donates levona, that he has to give it the shear of the komets of the kain. He says, no, it doesn't have to be the koimetz of the kayin, but it could be the koimetz of the bailim as well. We learned in our mission, zahav lo yifchais, that if a person promises zahav, he shouldn't give less than a dinar zahav. Amar Rebbe Lazar v'hushi hiskir tzura. That only applies if he mentioned the tzura. He says, harei alay mat behazav. Avom lo yizkir tzura, maybe afilu tzinar. But if he doesn't mention the tzura, so then in such a case, he could bring even the amount of a small fork. Now the Gemara is going to conclude our daf with a discussion of what does it mean that there were six kupos for nedava. Shisha l'nedava. Chizki amar keneged shisha batei avos. It corresponds to the mishmar that were divided into batei avos. Every mishmar had six batei avos, and it corresponds to that. In other words, that each one of the batei avos will have an even division from the karbanos, as corresponding to each one got their own kupa for karbanos. Bar pidoy omer, keneged sheish behemos. It corresponds to the six different behemos, which are par ve'egel, v'sar ayel gedi utla, and each one of them has their own price, and each one would get their own system of nedava. Shmuel Amar, keneged shisha karbanos, corresponds to the six different karbanos that the moiser hamos goes l'nedava. What are they? Kinei zavim, v'kinei zavos, kinei yoldos. We know kinei zavim and zavos are. Yoldos also we've discussed, that a woman who gives birth brings birds. Chataos, karmen chatos, ashamos. As well as the sixth is Vasiris Ha'efa, that's the Kohen Gadol's mincha that he brings every day. The fourth shita, and with this we conclude the daf, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Al Yidei, Shenadavim Ruba, Riba Lo Shofar Es Harber. It doesn't correspond to any particular carbon or any particular base av, as the previous Amoraim had suggested, but rather Rabbi Yochanan says, what would happen is if you would use only one shofar, so eventually the monies would get ruined on the bottom. It's not so clear what exactly he's concerned about, whether physically ruined or will be ignored, but either way, Rabbi Yochanan is concerned that if the money would pile up in one place, that would not be productive, and be better to spread it out in six different places. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Yud Ches in Masechet Shkalim.